taking a look first at your news for the hour. A previously issued article regarding the Huron County elections in August incorrectly listed two positions as being on the August ballot. The article reported that Huron County Circuit Court number 52 incumbent Gerald M. Prill is running, as well as that the county's probate court judge incumbent Julian M. Ferris is being challenged by Jessica Leigh Testelin-Renke. Although that information was included in the list for the August 4th election, those seats will actually be on the November ballot, not the August one. And another news for today. In Huron County District Court, Kevin Saunders Gambert Jr. appeared before Judge Julian Ferris to address unpaid fines in two separate cases. Gambert explained he had been homeless for a year and lost his job, leaving him with balances totaling over $650, alongside approximately $200 in accumulated late fees and bench warrant fees. After confirming he had secured cash assistance and presenting a $50 payment as a show of good faith, the court established a new monthly payment plan. Under the agreement, Saunders Gambert Jr. was set up on a payment plan, which he could afford in order to ensure that the court will be paid. He provided the court with his current contact information. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
You know your rhythm. The morning walk, finishing that presentation, coffee with friends, the plans you never miss. But shingles can stop that rhythm cold. The pain lingers, and it's more than just a rash. It can even raise your risk of heart attack or stroke for months after you recover. If you're 50 or older, protect your health and your heart. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about the shingles vaccine. Caring for yourself is powerful. A message from the American Heart Association.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, Alex Michael Ratcliffe appeared in court today to face a misdemeanor charge of driving with a suspended license stemming from an incident on July the 4th. If he is convicted, Ratcliffe faces up to 93 days in jail and a $500 fine. During his arraignment before Judge Ferris, a plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. The court has appointed attorney Dallas Rooney to represent Ratcliffe for the remainder of the case. Judge Ferris set a $3,500 personal reconnaissance bond, meaning no money is required up front, provided that Ratcliffe appears for all of his future court dates. Prosecutors have until July the 29th to provide discovery and plea offers to the defense. A mandatory in-person plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August the 20th at 10:30 a.m. And another news for today. Health experts are urging Michigan residents to take extra precautions outdoors as Lyme disease cases are rising sharply across the state. A recent McLaren health study showed reported Lyme disease cases in Michigan have increased sixfold over the past 3 years. Doctors say the increase is tied in part to expanding tick populations, including black-legged ticks, which carry the bacteria that cause Lyme disease. Medical experts recommend checking yourself, your children, and your pets after spending any time outside, especially in wooded areas, tall grass, or along trails. Ticks should be removed carefully with tweezers, gripping close to the skin and pulling straight out to avoid leaving any mouth parts behind. Symptoms to watch out for include an expanding rash, fever, chills, fatigue, muscle aches, and joint pain or swelling. Doctors say early symptoms can resemble other illnesses, but a growing rash after a tick bite should be taken seriously. Pet owners are also being reminded that animals can bring ticks indoors, even when they're on tick prevention medication. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Wednesday, July the 8th of 2026, for a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.